Shout it loud, hallelujah. I decree that tonight, every obstacle on your way of greatness shall be shattered to pieces in the name of Jesus. Let your amen roar like thunder. Sing this song loud and clear, louder than anyone around you. It's alive, amen. It's alive. Jesus is alive forever. It's alive. Oh, it's alive. Oh, yes, it's alive, amen. Jesus is alive forever, he's alive. Oh, he's alive, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus is alive forever, he's alive. Oh, he's alive, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus is alive. Oh, he's alive. Hallelujah.
Jesus is alive. Forever he's alive. Amen.
I will call upon the Lord.
I will call upon the Lord.
Who is worthy to be praised?
Who is worthy to be praised?
I will call upon the Lord.
I will call upon the Lord.
Who is worthy to be praised?
To be
so shall I be saved from the Lord and I
the Lord and blessed be the Lord. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. The Lord
and
blessed be the Lord. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted.
The Lord and let the earth tremble.
Victory today is mine.
Hallelujah.
I don't say hallelujah.
Sufficient, the everlasting Father and the Prince of Peace. There might have been one situation or the other that the enemy has been using to challenge your faith. There might be one situation or the other that the enemy is using as a point of reproach or mockery to you. These prayers I want you to pray. It's a prayer you should pray without any apology. And you pray with boiling violence. Believing the Lord for His great touch upon your life here today. Make sure that nobody's voice is louder than yours. As you pray this prayer loud and clear. I release my staff from the grip of every fetish power. And somebody will receive a breakthrough immediately you begin that prayer. Can I hear the brothers shouting this loud? Brothers, your voice is not loud enough. Sisters, can I hear you shouting the same thing? Everybody together now. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to release your staff. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, I bind and I cast out every spirit of fear. Can you shout this loud and clear? In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray that one loud and clear. That sight, Makatende Riko Setela Yaboshanda. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. You will now shout this with boiling anger. Oh God, arise! Shout that loud. And answer your name in my life. Against my enemies. In the name of Jesus. Answer your name in my life against my enemies. Something is happening here tonight. Bakapalila, lila katende kendera bosopola bakaya boshanta. Mana kantanda rabosopola kaya boshenta raba. The city lika tina kaya boshenta. Aha! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Yeah. The footsteps of Jesus is now passing by, bearing balm for the wounded, healing all who apply. As he spake to the sufferer who lay at the pool, he's saying this moment, without being will not be made, will not be made. Oh, come weary sufferer, oh, come sick soul. See the cleansing ways, Lord. Step into the forest. Thank you, Jesus. If you have any infirmity in your body, this is the time to lay your hands upon that place. As your amen roar like thunder now. Jesus said unto that woman, "Woman, thou art loosed." Father, on as many as are here this day, and there are chains of infirmity in the head, in the eyes, in the womb, in the heart, in the internal organs. You chain of infirmity, break now in the name of Jesus. Break now in the name of Jesus. Break now, 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 in the name of Jesus. By the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ, any organ of the body that is not functioning properly, receive the creative power now in the name of Jesus. Receive it, receive it, receive it, in the name of Jesus. I bind and I cast out every spirit of infirmity. I bind and I cast out every yoke of infirmity. I bind and I cast out every property of infirmity. Let every curse of infirmity be broken in the name of Jesus. Right there where you are, whatever you could not do before, begin to do it now. Put your faith into action. Begin to do that which you could not do before. If you have pain in your body, check the painful area now. If you cannot use your leg, use it now. Cannot use your hands, use it now. If you have any swollen place in your body, check it up now. That's the power of God coming upon that person over there. That's right, check your body. Immediately you could do what you could not do before. Don't let the devil put it back. Run quickly to the altar here. Jesus is waiting for you here. Thank you, Jesus. You are going to shout this again loud and clear. This is a serious prayer. There is something called astral travel. People who project their spirits outside the body to go and harm others. You will shout this loud and clear. Every astral assignment against my life. Can you shout this loud? In the name of Jesus, deal with the astral assignment against your life. That's why Jesus brought you here. Deal with the astral assignment. Makapola kaya boshende rabo santo. Dekatia ni katende ya boshende raba. Aha, 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 aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Stretch your right hand towards this altar. Father, let your healing virtue and your healing power flow into these hands now. Let these hands become the hands of healing, the hands of breakthrough, the hands of power. In the name of Jesus. Right there where you are. If you have any trouble in any part of your body, smite it 21-fold. Shout, go back to your senders. Do it aggressively. Something strange is about to happen. Let's go. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Check your body like it. Once you can do what you could not do before, run quickly to this altar. Don't let the devil put it back. Thank you, Jesus. Say, oh God, arise and release my blocked blessings. Can you shout that again? In the name of Jesus, Thy stripes release my blood blessings in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let the blood blessings be released. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, woe unto every power assigned to stagnate me. Can you say that loud and clear? Shout it again. In the name of Jesus. Yes, deal with the power of Santa stagnation. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Let there be silence now. The power of God is going to flow upon 15 persons. The 15 persons may not be able to stand on their feet when the power of God comes upon them. These 15 persons, they have been struggling for years. Struggling for years. Those people that they helped have been doing well. But they were the ones that helped them. But they are not being helped. I'm going to count seven from here. The power of God shall fall upon those 15 persons. And this yoke of get and lose shall be broken completely. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Yes. That yoke is broken tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Aha. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. Voices of darkness. Pray this prayer with anger. Voices of darkness. Giving instructions against my life. Shut up! In the name of Jesus, deal with the voices of darkness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Something is going on here tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Place your right hand on your stomach now. Father, I decree by the decree of heavens that anything that anyone has eaten or swallowed, consciously or unconsciously, that is causing trouble for them now, let the hook of the Holy Ghost begin to drag them out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Aha. That fellow who came here and you are not able to breathe properly, you can breathe properly now. Check your body. That's right. Check that swelling place under your armpits. Check it out. The power of God is melting it away. If you are a person wrong, put it to the altar here. Don't let the devil put it back. Thank you, Jesus. Retain that under your stomach. Every satanic food eaten in the dream, consciously or unconsciously, let the power of the blood of Jesus begin to uproot them now. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Pick any song of praises in your mouth where you are and sing it loud and clear. For the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. For the one is worthy to be praised. The Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Thank you, Jesus. Makatendara Bosopola Kaya Boshenza. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Say thank you, Jesus. Shout it again loud and clear. Let's raise our two hands to the Lord again. And sing this song loud and clear. Sing from the bottom of your heart.
Steadfast love, oh the Lord, never ceases. His mercy never comes to an end.
For tonight. As we go into our next session of prayers, you are the God that answereth by fire. Answer us by fire in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. As we take our Bibles and open to the book of Matthew, chapter 11. Crushing unwanted load. Crushing unwanted load. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. This is our Lord Jesus Christ speaking. He says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Burdens, load, baggage, as they exist in the physical, they also exist in the spiritual. Physical loads you can see with your eyes. Spiritual ones, you need for your spiritual eyes to be open to see it. There is a purpose for this message tonight. Because there are people here who have been carrying some heavy luggage for years. The first prayer they are going to pray after this message will completely demolish that heavy luggage. Load, burden, can mean affliction. It can mean anxiety. It can mean barrier. It can mean a blockage. It can mean a difficulty. It can mean a disorder. It can mean an obstacle. It can mean an obstruction. It can be a stumbling block. It can be a trouble. It can be a hardship. When a load or a burden is in a place, we begin to notice stagnancy, frustration, disappointment. Loads, spiritual loads, they are situations that hinder us. They are struggles that weigh us down. They are conditions, attitude, or circumstances that robs us of our peace. There are things that show up to hinder us and to block us, to trouble us, to hold us hostage. Loads, burdens, baggages, they show up without invitation. And they are heavy to carry. So heavy to carry. It can create a flat tire for the destiny of a person. This is a serious matter, especially when God opens your eyes. You'll have heard me sharing this many years ago. There was a school. The school was doing very well before. All of a sudden, the school went down. Down. From the 98-99% they used to score in their exam, they moved down to 50. No one knew what went wrong with that school. One day, in the girls' dormitory, a young Christian girl was in the dormitory there. In her family, they pray at 6 a.m. in the morning and 9 p.m. So she made it a habit in that school to always pray in the morning and pray at night before she slept. So that night, she laid down and was praying. All of a sudden, a bird began to fly all around the dormitory. And the bird was disturbing her prayer. So she took her bed clothes and used it to catch the bird. And threw it inside a drawer, a locker. And continued her prayer. And after the prayer, she slept off. She had forgotten about the bird she put in the locker. In the morning, 6 a.m., when they were waking the girls up, everybody in the dormitory woke up, apart from one girl. They beat her, she did not wake up. They poured water on her, she did not wake up. They dragged her down from the bed, she did not wake up. Somebody lighted a match and put the fire on her toes, she did not wake up. But she was breathing. So it was a puzzle. So they went and called the teachers. Teachers came, shuka, shuka, shuka. She did not wake up. They called the principal. They were all looking worried there. And this girl now said, "Excuse me, sir. Something strange happened here last night. As I was praying, I saw a strange bird. And I threw it into my lock. I locked it up." I said, "We are talking about somebody now waking up. We are talking about bird. Which bird?" When she kept saying, "But it's strange, sir. It's strange, sir." So they said, "Okay, why is the bird? Bring it out." She opened the locker. the bird was still alive. It flew out of her locker, went straight to the face of the girl that refused to wake up, pecked the head 3 times, the bird vanished, and the girl that was sleeping woke up. The teachers were scared. The history master urinated in his trousers. Because he said, are these the kind of children we are teaching in this school? So, for the first time, they identified the heavy load on the edge of God's group while the school was not doing well. I'm praying for anyone here tonight that the enemy has put an heavy load in several departments of your life to prevent you from doing well. Let that evil load be roasted now. Let it be roasted. Let it be roasted. Let it be roasted. In the name of Jesus. Let your evil roar like thunder. So it is possible for you to be the one hiring a lawyer against yourself. It is possible for you to be the one pouring water into your boat. It is possible that you have kept quiet while the luggage was getting larger. Gideon in the Bible was already packaged from heaven to do a great job. But there was a load. The family of Gideon worshipped idols and they had shrines. For Gideon to move, the altars of his father's house have to be destroyed. So God said, go and destroy those altars. Until the man destroyed these altars, destroyed the heavy luggage, he remained where he was. I'm praying for anyone here. All the inherited heavy load that has slowed down your destiny shall be dismantled tonight in the name of Jesus. You will remember the story of the mystery snake that was killed in Badagry, in Lagos. When they cut the snake open, inside that snake were the names of 8 persons written on a piece of paper. Inside that same snake, they found 7 passport photographs. 6 out of those people with their photographs in the belly of the snake, they were already dead. Also, there were 3 black candles in the belly of the serpent. It was a member of Mountain of Fire who killed that snake. Now, 7 passport photographs inside a serpent. 6 already dead. How could a woman be known that his photographs is inside a serpent somewhere? It is a witchcraft load. This is why I'm praying this prayer now, that all those weapons secretly fashioned against me in evil prayer houses and witchcraft covens, I command the weapon to backfire. In the name of Jesus, I declare upon your life that the power of mysterious and unknown enemies, mysterious and unknown enemies, I declare upon your life that their powers are nullified. In the name of Jesus. We have seen cases of names tied to a padlock on the mountain. We have seen cases of people whose names are tied to coins or cowries, thereby putting a luggage of poverty on their heads. This is a wicked world. The Bible says the whole world died in wickedness. Wickedness. How can the destinies of people be buried in the stomach of a snake? Do you know that some people's destinies are actually buried in cemeteries and crossroads? This is why I decree right now that every snake fish, animals, corn, cemetery, coven, holding the glory of anyone here shall be scattered in the name of Jesus. Let them be scattered in the name of Jesus. Was at the back of this list. I think it was 1995. I can't remember the year very well. I think it was a year after we got here. This man was brought here. PhD accountant. Very intelligent. Always dressed in three pieces. Handsome man. Looking at him, you won't know that something was wrong until he sits down for a little bit. Every 5 minutes or more, he will slap his head and bring out a cockroach. Piaf! And throw it down. A few minutes again, slap his head, cockroach. Piaf! Throw it down. So if he has come to see you and is waiting for 30 minutes, by the time you come out to see him, you find plenty of cockroaches around him. He could not concentrate. He had a PhD, he could not use it. He was old enough to marry, could not marry. Because no matter how handsome he is, if you go to propose marriage to a woman, and they say, I want to marry you, smash the head, looks like a cockroach. Unless the sisters say, I want to deceive themselves, they will say, sorry, God did not ask me to marry you. Or they will run. That was the heavy luggage the enemy placed on his head. The Lord had no respect for his PhD. The Lord had no respect for his handsomeness. The Lord has no respect for his family background. We prayed for him. The rain of cockroach stopped. But with a warning. Warning. Don't ever, ever put alcohol in your mouth again. Don't ever do it. Meaning that if you are here, you are still drinking. Your journey is different. The luggage will remain there until you stop drinking. You are here. You are still smoking. The luggage of darkness will remain there until you stop. So I said, stop drinking. He says, man of God, in fact, I am going to relocate my house from where the drinking bar is. So in addition, they're coming for regular prayer meetings. Regular prayer meetings. At that time, we had not started the 5 days deliverance we do now. Deliverance is one-to-one in those days. He was coming. After 6 months or so, we didn't see him again. Just vanished. But a year later, I was passing like this. I saw a man in three pieces again. Cockroach. So I went and said, where have you been? You have started drinking alcohol again. He couldn't talk. I'm praying, beloved, that any unconscious evil load assigned to rubbish your staff, I command that load to be rubbish now. In the name of Jesus. So the water we're going to pray on tonight, part of the agenda of that water is to tackle this unwanted load. The load can be an ancestral body. It could be curses. It could be witchcraft bodies. It could be envious bodies. It could be the burden of unfriendly friends. It could be the burden of satanic prayers. It could be the burden of charms and enchantments. It could be the burden of communal enchantment. It could be the burden of idolatry, of evil dedication, of dream attacks, of failure, of near-success syndrome. The idea behind these luggages is to cause sluggishness or stop you totally. An old man of God was invited to a university to preach to the students on the race before us. The race before us. When he got there, he asked for the fastest runner in the campus. passionately was a Christian. So he called the pastor from my school. Some other people, about six, joined. And he brought everybody out to the field. They were in the hall. He was to start a sermon. He didn't start the sermon. He brought everybody out. And he brought all these people out. Get on your marks. Get set. Go. When they took off, this brother who was the fastest runner in the campus gave a disgraceful gap to all those who were following. Everybody was watching. Then the preacher said, come back again. And he opened his box. He took an Agbada dress, put it on the fastest runner. He brought out to the booth, asked him to wear it. He took another three pieces, put it on the Agbada for him. He put a hat, heavy hat on his head. Then he put a heavy cross with wood on his neck. And he called for the race again. Get on your marks. Then said, go! This time around, the man that took the first position earlier on became last. Why? Unwanted load. Unwanted load. After they seen that, he brought them back into the hall. And was telling them, that the race set before us, the luggage you carry will slow you down or stop you altogether. You have been ordained by God to stop the enemy that stopped your father where he stopped him. And he wants to stop you where he stopped your father. You have been ordained by God to stop those enemies that stopped your father where he stopped him. And wants to stop you where he stopped your father. You have an opportunity tonight to violently react against those things. Rise to your feet now and all eyes closed. In case you are here tonight and you are not born again, you have not just surrendered your life to Jesus, do so very, very quickly now by saying what I'm going to say after me. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Jesus. This is the second edition of this Water of Power program. The final edition is next week, Wednesday. Bring out your water now that you want to use to break your fast. And let your amen roar like thunder as we pray now. Makatenda le karibo sanga. Father, in the name of Jesus, let that amen be louder than that. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. In the beginning, the Spirit of God moved upon the waters. And the power of God moved. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. By the Spirit that moved upon the waters in the beginning, let the Spirit of God move upon these waters in the name of Jesus. Move upon this water in the name of Jesus. Move upon this water in the name of Jesus. Move upon this water in the name of Jesus. Let this water become a yoke breaker. Let it become divine tonic. Let it become divine antibiotics. Let it become divine fire. Let it become divine energizer. Let it carry the breakthrough power of God. In the name of Jesus. Drop a little bit of this water on your head now. Just a little bit on your head. Don't drink it yet. Just drop a little bit on your head. That's right. Yes. Having anointed your head with the water, it is time to now pray. Pray this with boiling anger. Arrows! Fired into my brain! Backfire! In the name of Jesus! Something is happening over there. Backfire, backfire, backfire. Backfire in the name of Jesus. 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 Aha! In Jesus' name we pray. That's better. 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 Aha. Aha. Don't say, I don't think this concerns me. Pray it all the same. Every unwanted load upon my head. Hear the word of the living God. Jesus. Oh yes, the path has set me now. The river upon the Katende Rabo Shanta. Pana Kantanda Rabo Sopola Kaya Bo Shanta. River Sapenda Kaya Bo Shanta. Can I hear you shouting that? Brothers, shout it louder at the sisters. Everybody together now. In the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, unload me. The potter, such a leak at all like I am. Rivers upon the Kayabo Shenterabo Santoraba Nakatenda Kayabo Shenterabo Santela Kayaba. Unload me. Pray. This is the final prayer before we go home. Gideon destroyed the altars of his father's house. Gideon became a ruler, a judge in Israel. Gideon was relocated from poverty to wealth. But Gideon did not succeed in dismantling his ancestral load. Eventually, this ancestral load relocated Gideon back to poverty. This is why this is the most aggressive prayer you must pray today. Inherited evil load. I am not your candidate. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. to pray. Thank you, Jesus. Father, let the decree that has gone forth tonight envelop the life of your children. The Lord blesses you from Zion. Thank you for the shine upon you. Every prayer request, O Lord, answer them by your fire. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, to you, Father, be the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. After sharing the grace, drink your water. Bring the water back again next Wednesday. Enough water to just drink here, not take away. Let us share the grace in fellowship.